The Nigerian military launched an air raid Friday in the country's northeast. The raid was the government's largest offensive to date against the Islamist extremist network Boko Haram, which launched a revolt about 4 years ago to establish a breakaway Islamic state. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan declared a state of emergency in the country's northeast on Tuesday. The United States has reacted to the offensive. Secretary of State John Kerry issued a strongly worded statement saying the United States condemns Boko Haram's campaign of terror but warns Nigerian troops to respect human rights and not to harm civilians. Nigerian defense spokesman Brigadier General Chris Olukolade reported that troops destroyed several Boko Haram camps and weapons stockpiles in forests around Borno State. However, the effectiveness of this campaign has yet to be seen. Previous efforts to crush Boko Haram have always proved temporary as the network eventually regroups and regains control of the region. Several thousand people have been killed since Boko Haram rose up in 2009. 55 were killed by the extremist group just last month. I'm Laura Urachi.